forget, we've got Anthony Fauci. We'll get that in just a moment here. But I want to talk about some important court rulings that have popped up in the last few hours. A San Diego student vaccine mandate has been blocked by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Of course, that groundwork was laid in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals when the Great Lakes Justice Center won a case for Western Michigan University athletes. This is similar. This is from the San Diego United School District, the San Diego Unified School District, that is. A student athlete sued the district for religious discrimination because of its COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Ninth Circuit, the most liberal of all the circuits, agreed. Agreed remarkably. And there it is. So that is in place. The Thomas More Society filing a lawsuit on behalf of the family of 16-year-old Scripps Ranch High School student referred to as Jane Doe in the court documents. So there's one big setback for mandates being enforced in America. Here's another one and a bigger one, also happening yesterday. A federal court temporarily halting the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for health workers at hospitals that receive federal funding. This is the only thing, by the way, that can save rural health care in America. If this is forced through, it will destroy health care in America because small hospitals cannot survive. Vaccination rates at many rural hospitals and smaller hospitals are at less than 50%. They also get 70% of their funding by being reimbursed by the government. So if the government says you have to do this, and they say no, they'll lose 70% of their funding, they're bankrupted. If the government says you have to do this and they comply, they lose half their staff, and they're bankrupted. I've been sounding this alarm for weeks now. Federal mandates on January the 4th, if they are put into place by this government, by Joe Biden and his cronies, they will destroy rural health care in America, and it is intentional. It is intentional, because that way they can swoop in. Never fear. The government is here. We'll take care of health care. And it puts us on the fast track to the single-payer system more efficiently than anything else that they have tried to date. So those are two big, important court decisions. Two big, important court decisions. Oh, by the way, the 10 states that are now exempted, Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. We'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that plays out. Oh, here's a little something, and then we'll get back to it. In Germany, a suicide factory, the German Euthanasia Association, says it will only kill you if you're fully vaccinated. Swear. Sir, I see you looking at me like that, but I swear. In Germany, the German Euthanasia Association announcing it will not help unvaccinated patients kill themselves. Well, that's refreshing. All right, so don't forget Anthony Fauci has officially declared he is the science. He is the science, and how dare you question him about, well, anything. Who the hell do you think you are? Anyone who questions him is wrong, a danger to the country, a threat to America, and I'm guessing a borderline domestic terrorist. Listen again. Here's Anthony Fauci.
Why do you feel so strongly about that, about staying on the job when you become, I mean, you were personally, not just rhetorically, threatened? Your security, your safety, your family.
Yeah.
How did you deal with that?
I dealt with it by focusing on what my job is. From the time that I went into medicine to the right now where I am at my age, my job has been totally focused on doing what I can with the talents and the influence I have to make scientific advances to protect the health of the American public. So anybody who spins lies and threatens and all that theater that goes on with some of the investigations and the congressional committees and the Rand Pauls and all that other nonsense, that's noise, Margaret. That's noise. I know what my job is.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Yeah, well, there are enough. A lot of Republican
senators. Here's where you'd have to be asleep. Here's where you'd have to be asleep not to figure out. Anthony Fauci is getting rich, really rich doing this. He's a full-on partisan. He took swipes at Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. If you're not a full-blown partisan, you wouldn't go down that road. See what happened on January 6th, Senator, which has absolutely nothing to do with your failures as the man in charge of national health in many ways. Your failures, Mr. Fauci, by funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which, yes, you did. President Biden also says if people wore masks, unlike the way he has been appearing in public a lot recently, we wouldn't need lockdowns. Well, not yet anyway. Listen.
Lockdown's off the table.
Yes, for now. Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because we're able to, if people are vaccinated and wear their masks, there's no need for the lockdown.
Yeah, well, let me get this in real quickly because Jen Psaki says don't believe your eyes. Ignore his own guidance. She says it doesn't happen. Jen Psaki says him walking around without a mask, like we've seen numerous times, it hasn't happened. Here it is.
Is there concern that when the president says today, please wear your mask indoors in public settings around other people, and he doesn't do that, that it's going to make it harder to get people to follow him?
I think you see the American people and all of you see the president wearing a mask every time he comes out to an event, when he's sitting in meetings, and certainly he will continue to model behavior he hopes the American people will follow, not for his benefit, but to save their own lives and the lives of their friends and neighbors.
So what you've seen? You didn't really see that. The American people have seen him wearing a mask every place he goes. How dare you? We are vast to make you comply, Peter. We are vast to make you report accurately. Frightening, isn't it? Yeah, but we don't panic here. That's the whole point. It's the Steve Gruber Show.